free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this May 16th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Well, the gauntlet has been thrown down, especially by Alabama. You have Pat Robertson, televangelist, say it. I don't think we want to go to the Supreme Court with this case. They've outlawed the exception for rape and incest. We're going to take a look at Roe v. Wade. We're going to actually do what most people don't do, and that is we're going to take a look at some parts of the decision. We're going to hear from Norma McCorvey. We're going to take a look at what this issue was based on, and I'm going to tell you, these people in Alabama were 100% right. They said we have to leave those in there if we're going to confront the Supreme Court decision. And you had Congressman Mo Brooks from Alabama. So we're going to make this about the 10th Amendment. But then he says, well, we're going to let the Supreme Court decide about the 10th Amendment. let me tell you how that's going to work out. I mean, you may have them come in and walk back parts of Roe v. Wade, but I'm afraid that if you let the Supreme Court rule on whether or not individual states will be able to make whatever laws they want, we're going to take a look at some of the other laws that haven't been focused. The laws on the other side and the consequences of this. Folks, we've talked many times about how the intention of Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood and Prescott Bush, George H.W. Bush's father, George W. Bush's grandfather, Jeb Bush's grandfather, Prescott Bush was the treasurer, the first treasurer of Planned Parenthood. You can see his name right up there on the letterhead with Margaret Sanger. Margaret Sanger was open about the fact that she wanted black genocide. That's why they put the abortion clinics in the black areas. But she was very adamant that this was about eugenics. This was not about choice. It was not about the 14th Amendment. It's ironic to me that the Supreme Court would go back to the 14th Amendment, an amendment that was set up to protect the citizenship and the rights of newly freed black slaves. It's now been abused in a number of ways by the courts and the government to justify anchor babies. No, it doesn't do that. People who have children who, it clearly says that children who are born here to parents who are under the jurisdiction of the United States. It specifically includes ambassadors and, you know, people who are here by permission. Wouldn't you think that it would exclude people who are here not by permission? People who are so outside of the jurisdiction of the United States that they don't care about what the laws are at the border. They don't care about the driver's license laws. They don't care about any laws. We don't need no stinking badges or laws. We do whatever we want. Well, you know, if you're going to do that, if you're going to come here in violation of the law, if you're a visitor here legally, your children are not citizens. But anyway, they use the 14th Amendment to set up anchor babies. They use the 14th Amendment as justification for black genocide. And of course, the Supreme Court had already been involved in legalizing perpetual slavery with the Dred Scott decision. But folks, I'm going to talk to you today about something people have typically not talked about. There was an op-ed piece from an individual from India talking about how this has resulted in female genocide. Yes, if we're going to have abortion, as has been proposed in New York, and in Virginia, and has now passed the legislature. I'm not sure if the governor has signed it in Vermont. But if you're going to allow abortion for any reason at any time, take a look at what happened in India and China. It was female genocide. So the very constituency that the blacks are, you know, their core constituency, blacks and females that they're appealing to all the time, they are the ones who have been hurt the most by abortion. We're going to have some other very interesting insights, I think, when you join us. We'll be right back.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Thursday, May the 16th, year of our Lord 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Later in the program, we're going to be joined by Gerald Celente, and he and I are going to have a lot to talk about. The run-up to war in Iran, the trade war that has been going on for decades, not just something that was started by President Trump, folks. No, this is something that has been going on for decades. This is actually the trade war is what President Trump is trying to end. So we're going to talk about that, the effects on the economy and so forth with Gerald Celente later in the broadcast. But I want to begin with something that happened yesterday after this program. We could see what was happening. We've had for the last week, we've had Hollywood frothing at the mouth over a Georgia bill about abortion called the Heartbeat Bill. There's been a number of those laws passed after in response to what happened in New York, with them passing a full-term abortion bill right up to the point of birth and bragging about that, what the governor of Virginia, Northam, told everybody about a child who survives attempted abortion. Well, he just put him over on the table, let him die. He was absolutely surprised and that people would react that way. And the reason for that, folks, is because that's already legal in many states. It's called comfort care. Is something that came out in the Gosnell trial, as I pointed out many times, and I had the interview with Phelim McAleer, who wrote the book about Kermit Gosnell, the abortionist who is serving time in prison for the murder of two babies, the death, we should say. I don't know if it was, they didn't put it in as first degree murder, but the medical homicide of an immigrant woman of color, who, because of the conditions, the creepy conditions of his facility, they couldn't even get her out when something went wrong. But, of course, it's all about women's health, right? And that's why they fought so hard in the wake of the conviction of Kermit Gosnell. The abortion industry, big abortion, fought so hard to push back any kinds of laws that would help the health care of women. You know, access for emergency personnel, access to hospitals. And you had a judge last week in Virginia strike down a law that goes back to the time of Roe v. Wade, saying that only physicians can do abortions. He said, nah, I'm not going to do that. A Bush-appointed lawyer, by the way. And then he reversed himself shortly after that. He vacated his own decision. Talk about a vacant morality, vacant mind. Yeah, he vacated his own decision, saying we don't want to have physicians doing this. I'm sure that they sent a message to him saying this kind of shows our obvious hypocrisy in talking about women's health. But let's start with a story out of Chicago today. We have an unborn baby cut from the womb of a missing 19-year-old Chicago woman. Now, what do you think of this tragedy? Police believe that a 19-year-old pregnant woman who went missing was lured to a home on the southwest side, killed, and then her unborn child was cut out of her body, according to the Chicago Sun-Times. So how do you interpret this? Clearly, I would think everybody would be outraged at this, right? This is a murder. She was lured in. They murdered her. And then they cut the baby out. The baby. Oh, wait a minute. They refer to this as a baby. But the baby was still inside the mother. How could that be? They don't refer to that anywhere in this story as a fetus. It's a baby. The baby was forcibly removed following the murder. The baby was hospitalized and is in grave condition. Maybe the baby is getting medical care, more than would be provided by the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam. But there's several interesting things. First of all, everybody acknowledges that it was a baby. Secondly, it is alive and the mother is dead. We have two different lives involved here, don't we? And the baby survived the mother. It's exactly the opposite of what usually happens in an abortion. You have two different lives. The baby survived. Yes, it was a baby. It was a baby before it was separated. And, you know, there's an editorial on Breitbart from a couple of days ago. An Indian pastor, D'Souza, not the famous filmmaker. But this pastor is talking about the situation in India. And he says, you know, when we look at what's happening with the laws that have, passed in Georgia, and then yesterday, after this program, of course, the law in Alabama was signed that prohibits abortion at all times, and puts a penalty on the physicians, on the doctors. Yes, it's on the doctors, AOC. We'll talk about how she reacted to that, because you wouldn't expect Alexandria Occasional Cortex to actually be bothered with reading anything or understanding anything. No, she's just going to react viscerally with her fake comments. But we'll talk about what's really involved in that. No, that actually targets the doctors. And they were very deliberate about that. They knew exactly what they were doing. So with that development, with the development in Georgia where they said after a heartbeat, which is going to be about 5 or 6 weeks, we're going to outlaw abortions. That really set Hollywood on fire. And now they're really on fire with this other stuff. And I'm going to tell you, you shouldn't even care what they think. Dean Cain said that. He said, why do we even care what these morally bankrupt people in Hollywood, you know, their temper tantrums that they're having with this. But this, pastor from India says, what these people don't understand is what abortion on demand really has in terms of consequences on a society. He said, consequences that I've seen firsthand in India. He said, around the same time abortion was legalized, prenatal sex determination also became available. This technology allowed parents to get rid of unwanted pregnancies, mainly girls. See, what was designed by Margaret Sanger as black genocide, and she was very upfront about what she wanted to do with that. And of course, you know, joined by the patriarch of the Bush family, Prescott Bush, who was her first treasurer. They wanted a black genocide, but what it has turned into is a female genocide. He said, in 2015, India's Women and Child Development Ministry estimated that 2,000 girls are killed every day. Every day. 2,000 girls are killed every day in India. Do you hear that, Democrat Party? Do you hear that, pink pussycats? Pussy hats? Whatever. Through abortion. And, listen to this, by other means at birth. By other means at birth. Well, we just put that baby over there on the side of them, let it die, wait till it starves death over there. That's what Ralph Northam said. Although gender selection abortion was outlawed in 1994 in India by the Preconception and Prenatal Diagnostic Techniques Act, it is believed that many parents still do it. India's gender selective abortion practice has resulted in a skewed male-to-female balance. Today in India, there are 37 million more men than women. Now, we know that naturally it's about 50-50. It's actually slightly more by nature. Slightly more women are born than men if things are allowed to take their course naturally. So we can assume by this that if there are 37 million more men than women, that this has resulted in more than 37 million females being killed. And then he said, when we look at China, the one-child policy there created a surplus of 35 million men. Okay, so there, more than 35 million females killed in China. You know what the consequence of this is, as he points out? Because 35 million men in China and in India are lonely and desperate. They're buying brides from abroad. Sometimes they're doing that willingly, but many times it is human trafficking. Women are being kidnapped, sold into sex slavery because of this abortion practice. We'll be right back.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
By Bounce, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. Must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWar, the most banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border, talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground. All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamineral Fusion, BioTrue Selenium, X-Tube, Rainforce Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with little silver iodine, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, Real Red Pill Plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know, funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
to take a look at what the current abortion laws are. We're going to take a look at the past. We're going to look at Roe v. Wade because a lot of people are going to be looking at that. How did we get that? Who is this person, Jane Roe? What did she have to say about the experience? But before we get there, I just want to focus on the lie that these people give a damn about women and women's health and the black community. Here in America, this is designed as a black genocide by Margaret Sanger and Prescott Bush. In India and China, it's become a female genocide, as I just said. 37 million more men in India, 35 million more men in China. That means that you've had selective sex abortions, both up to and after birth, as a report from India and China, of at least that number of women. And what has happened to the remaining women in those countries? Well, as this writer from India points out, as millions of Indian men will likely never marry. Oh yeah, let's destroy the family too. That's another bonus for these people. It's population control people. They hate humanity. As millions of Indian men will likely never marry, the disparity has been linked to an increase of sex crimes against women, including harassment, rape, and even human trafficking, kidnapping, and bringing them in, putting them into work as prostitutes because you've got 37 million men who can't get married because there's no women. Same thing in China. So yeah, let's tell everybody, Democrats, about how much you care about choice and how much you care about health. When you fight the laws that would give emergency personnel access through narrow hallways and doors, you fight that all the way to the Supreme Court and you win. You fight access to hospitals all the way to the Supreme Court and you win. Yeah, that's all about women's health. No. They don't care about women. Their agenda is to get rid of babies. They hate babies. They hate children. As a matter of fact, they'll even let non-doctors perform abortions. This is where these people are. And everything, of course, is for the children that they love so much, right? But they're not going to let parents have any choice about how they're going to educate their kids. They don't care about the children's health. They're going to mandate vaccines for them. Just talked about in China, the massive protests there as the parents realized what the government was doing with vaccines. Massive riots, 2,000 people in just one city alone, had to shut off all the cell phone service to keep it from getting bigger and out of hand. They drug a government official out and beat him. What do you think? When I talk about vaccines, that is one of the things that irritates them, I think, more than me talking about the CIA torture and war. Because if the American public understood the connection between autism and vaccines, if they understood how many people are being permanently disabled, how many people are dying from vaccines. In China, they shot one 13-year-old with 17 vaccines in one day, now permanently disabled. If the American people understood that, they'd be far more angry than they are about foreign wars or about CIA torture. It really hits home. And so they take that very seriously. I wear it as a badge of honor. You know, they talk about the children. The children are just tools for their agenda and subjects of their human experimentation. Just like we see how they push the transgender psychological manipulation on children in kindergarten and preschool. These people are sick. Sick and hypocritical. As this pastor from India says, he says, India and China's crises, this imbalance of missing 35 to 40 million women, was made possible through permissive abortion laws, technological advances, and cultures that valued some lives over others. See, why is it that this turned into female genocide? Well, they valued men in those cultures more than they did women. And these laws, these abortion laws, they're supposed to be about women's choice. What did it result in? It resulted in women, female genocide. But right now in the United States, as he points out, in most states, parents can terminate a pregnancy if the fetus is diagnosed with Down syndrome. We were older when my wife got pregnant for the first time. I said, well, you know, we'll give you a Down syndrome. Says, why? First of all, we know that sometimes that is, gives a false positive. Secondly, even if it was the case, we wouldn't abort our child. They said, pro-abortionists argue that aborting an unborn baby with Down syndrome is actually merciful because it spares him or her from having a difficult life. But why would this child's life be any less valuable? I've known families who've had Down syndrome children. They are beautiful children. Sorry. Why would you kill him? Well, they live in Vermont. As a matter of fact, there's no reason needed in Vermont. They're very proud of the fact that they have established this as a fundamental right. Maybe they should look at, see what happened in China and India. Of course, here in the United States, it'd probably go the other way. People in Vermont would be aborting the male children. They're proud that they are the most, quote, most radical and pro-abortion legislation ever. They said this law that they passed through the Senate, waiting the governor's signature, and this was May 12th. The governor may have signed that in Vermont. See, this is the story that's not being talked about by the press, because this is the polar opposite of what just happened in Alabama. These people, you know, Alabama just said, we're not going to have abortion for any reason. And if a doctor performs an abortion, we're going to put that doctor in jail up to 99 years or a life term. Well, that's what we do to people who kill. In Vermont, they said this will codify in state and statute unlimited and unregulated elective abortions. They're very happy about that. 3 days before May 12th, they said the legislature passed Proposal 5, an amendment that would make Vermont the first state to enshrine the right to, quote, personal reproductive liberty in its constitution. Planned Parenthood is very happy about this because they've had a long list of setbacks after de Blasio and Cuomo and the governor of Virginia all celebrated full-term abortions. They said, every person is capable of and must be trusted to make their own health care decisions without government interference. Well, what about those 37 million females in India and the 35 million females in China? Do they have any say about that? And as we see in North Carolina, a Democrat legislator is there, voted down an infanticide bill. No, you know, the Democrats, even in North Carolina, the Democrats want to kill babies all the way up to full term. It has become a very partisan issue. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now, we're bringing you an all-new version to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Take advantage of the superior form of B12 and head to InfoWarsStore.com today. Get Ultra 12, now at 50% off.
You like Secret 12? This is Secret 12, but twice as strong, so I called it Ultra 12. And we decided I liked Secret 12 Plus, but they said, look, when you do Plus, people don't get that it means better and more. Just call it Ultra 12. Well, you know what? I don't like how the label's printed. And it just so happens it had already been labeled with the other. We decided to change the name. So when you peel off the label, underneath it, it's Secret 12 Plus. Twice as strong, 50% off right now. Better than Secret 12 ever was. InfoWarsStore.com, now back in stock after 4 months, sold out. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. the bone broth. The bone bread.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
And we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Because
there's
a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
Yeah, we're going to analyze their next move. Let's take a look at where abortion is legal at the moment. Then we're going to take a look at the new laws. And then we're going to take a look at Roe v. Wade, the actual law. We're going to look at the actual decision. We're going to look at the person behind Roe. And also we'll take a look at Wade. Who are these people? As the joke goes, you know, Roe v. Wade, is that how you get across the Potomac? No, there's actually two people behind this. We'll talk about who they are in just a moment. We'll take a look at the past and also the future of Roe v. Wade. But what is the current status of abortion laws throughout the United States? Well, USA breaks it down. USA Today breaks it down. They said 17 states ban abortion at viability. And that they define that as a baby surviving after delivery. Of those 17 states, 6 make exceptions for either life endangerment or threat to the woman's health, rape, incest, or fetal abnormality. By the way, that means that 11 of them don't. So 2/3 don't make any exceptions. That's important. Remember this. We're going to be talking about what's going on in Alabama, and how you got even people like televangelist Pat Robertson freaking out about the fact that they didn't make any exceptions for this. And I'm going to tell you why the people in Alabama are right and Pat Robertson is wrong. Anyway, 6 states ban abortion after 24 weeks. Virginia, after 25 weeks. 19 states ban abortion after 20 weeks. 6 states just recently have passed 6-week abortion bans. Well, actually, there were 2 already in place. Iowa and North Dakota that already had those in. All the other four were just passed this year in response to what's going on in New York and Virginia, where they're bragging about how they want to have abortion up to and even beyond birth. And so in 2019, 6-week abortion bans were introduced in 11 states. Texas is one of those. Now, what you didn't hear, probably from the press yet, because it just broke late last night, this is an article from earlier this morning, the Missouri Senate has also, after the Alabama law was passed, I mean, we just had like a day or two ago, we had the governor in Georgia sign the heartbeat bill, making abortion after 5 or 6 weeks illegal. And then you had the governor yesterday afternoon, late afternoon, I think the tweet that she put out was about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, signed the bill in Alabama. And then early this morning in Missouri, the Republican-led Senate passed a bill to ban abortions at 8 weeks of pregnancy. They said they passed that 24-10 along partisan lines, with the Republicans voting for this, with just hours left before a Friday deadline to pass bills. As USA Today points out, their vote came only hours after Alabama's governor signed the most stringent abortion law in the nation on Wednesday, making performing an abortion a felony in nearly all cases. Governor Kay Ivey signed the abortion ban into law. She tweeted this out 4:56 p.m. yesterday. Today, I signed into law the Alabama Human Life Protection Act. To the bill's many supporters, this legislation stands as a powerful testament to Alabamians' deeply held belief that every life is precious, that every life is a sacred gift from God. I chuckled because it's always funny to see how, you know, Floridians, I always thought that was funny, even when I lived in Florida. Nevertheless, as she passed that law, signed that law, AOC immediately jumps in, doesn't bother to read. Let me tell you something, AOC, something I always told my sons. If you want to be a leader, you got to be a reader. You don't qualify on either account. maybe she can read. I'm not sure yet, but she certainly isn't willing to read. She tweeted this out. Alabama lawmakers are making all abortions a felony, punishable with jail time, including women victimized by rape and incest. A lot of people took her to task over that, and she came back at them. We'll give you the back and forth here. Michael Knowles said, this is a lie, and he quoted the law. Section 5, no woman, here's the law, the actual law that, of course, AOC did not read. No woman upon whom an abortion is performed or attempted to be performed shall be criminally or civilly liable. Okay, no woman, no woman. Do you understand what that means, AOC? Furthermore, no physician confirming the serious health risk to the child's mother shall be criminally or civilly liable for those actions. Another person, Caleb Holt, took her on and said, everything about this tweet by AOC is false. Women who receive abortions in Alabama do not face jail time under the new heartbeat bill. It is doctors who face prison if they illegally perform abortions and are convicted of a felony, not the pregnant women. And so she comes back and she says, it is a felony punishable by jail, including cases of women pregnant by rape or incest. Twitter is 280 characters. Read the context clues in the grammar of the tweet. To which Liz Wheeler replies, well, 280 characters is plenty of room for you to tell the truth. It would never be a felony for women, period. Period. It's despicable for you to use victims of child rape as justification for a million abortions every year because you Democrats aren't seeking exemption for rape and incest. You want all abortion legal always, just as we saw in Vermont, right? That's my comment. She didn't write that in her tweet. And then AOC comes back and said, actually, it would be a felony for women if those women are medical providers. See? Yeah, okay. We're talking about doctors. Well, if the doctors are women, then that would be true. Okay, so the Alabama Senate had passed this bill by 25-6. And as they were doing this, and before they sent it to the governor, who signed it yesterday afternoon, people called them on why would you not have an exception for rape and incest? And they said the bill sponsor, Representative Terry Collins, said, we aimed for language that addresses the language of Roe v. Wade. The decision was based on someone in utero someone pregnant so we don't get into conception. We don't get into birth control. We don't get into the morning after pill. But in utero, which is the language that they used in the Supreme Court decision when a woman is pregnant. And he went on to say, this bill criminalizes abortion through the doctor, not the woman, but the doctor. And he said the reasoning is the same reasoning that Roe v. Wade was decided, that the baby in the womb was not a person. She continued. Actually, I missaid that. Terry Collins is a woman. She said, so this bill bases its reasoning that the baby in the womb is a person, is a person. And we based it on the fact that in Alabama law, we currently consider the baby in the womb to be a person. If you were a drunk driver and you killed a pregnant woman, you would be charged with a double homicide. You understand that? We've talked about that many times. We've said, how is it possible that in states where you get charged with a double homicide if you kill a pregnant woman and her baby dies? I mean, we started out with a case where somebody killed a pregnant woman and the baby survived. Oh, two different lives, right? Many times different blood types. Half the time, a different sex. It is a different body, a different person, a different human. But, you know, they recognize the fact that if you kill a pregnant woman, you get a double homicide. How is it then that the woman has the right to kill her child? And if that's the case, then why can't parents kill their kids after birth? Because we've had a lot of left-wing, quote-unquote, ethicists who say that a child is not fully a person until 2 or 3 years old, because that's when they start having certain cognitive functions that these, quote, so-called ethicists recognize. And I guess at that point, they can start gaslighting them about their gender. But they wouldn't, you know, if you follow that line and you say this is about personhood, then we'll be able to do that up to the age of 2 or 3. And so she was right to say that. You know, when you have a situation like this and a drunk driver kills a woman and her baby, you come after the drunk driver. When a doctor kills the baby, then you're going to come after the doctor. We voted as a state to be a pro-life state. She said the biggest thing to attack is to say, well, what you're not going to include is rape and incest. She says, well, how do we say then that the baby inside a person, baby inside is a person unless they're conceived in rape or incest? No, I don't think so. We'll talk about Pat Robertson's angle when we come back. Stay with us.
Please don't forget, we have a lot of amazing deals on the site. We still have store-wide free shipping. We had to end all those big discounts on the supplements. We're about to sell out of all of them, but we still have a big discount going, even though it's about to sell out on DNA Force, our flagship amazing product. Check out DNA Force. Learn why it's so amazing. Do yourself a favor. DNA Force Plus, now even stronger, even better for your telomeres, for your cells, for your mitochondrial DNA, for your nerves, for your brain. If there's one thing you take, it should be DNA Force Plus with PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. And all apparel. We only do this once a year. Annual super sale. All apparel. Ball caps, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, 50% off. 50% off store-wide. And you help fund the InfoWar, and you spread the word, and you stand up to the bullies. Store-wide apparel sale, 50% off, and so much more. And your funding makes it all possible. Whatever you do, get DNA Force today. It's discounted, but it's about to sell out. We'll be right back.
It would take me more than an hour just to lay out all the admitted benefits and known positive effects of just one of the ingredients in our Ultimate Bone Broth formula. Everybody knows about bone broth itself and all of the amazing things that it's associated with, and that it's been the big craze for at least a decade. Well, thousands of years ago, it's what everybody told people they should drink in a soup if they were sick. But then you add not just the fact that this is the strongest, most concentrated, highest quality bone broth out there, literally. Then you have the chaga mushroom, then you have the turmeric, then you have the bee pollen, then you have the other key ingredients that are all known to just make people incredibly strong and healthy. Our Ultimate Bone Broth formula is amazing. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com because I want you to try it and see how great it is. And, of course, getting the bone broth isn't just great for you and your family. It's also amazing when it comes to funding our operation that's taking on the globalists and fighting for all of our freedoms.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways,
eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical gobalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at the actual law and what may happen in the Supreme Court. Is it a good thing that Alabama did not put in an exception for rape and incest in this law? Why did they do that? This is something that was very deliberate. We'll get back to that in just a moment. But folks, you know, we have, I've been reading, as I said, George Gilder's Life After Google. And one of the things that he pointed out was about 10 years ago, none of these Silicon Valley unicorns were in the top five in terms of size, global corporations. Now, four out of the top five global corporations in terms of size are part of this technological elite in Silicon Valley. And you know, they've all targeted InfoWars, with the exception of Amazon, as far as we know, although they may be targeting us as well, I guess. But, you know, when we look at Apple and Facebook and Google, they have all targeted us for extinction. Four out of the five largest corporations in the world want us to go away. These people don't care about your privacy. You know, we're talking about Roe v. Wade. Oh, it's all about privacy. What a lie. The Supreme Court doesn't care about your privacy. Washington doesn't care about your privacy. Certainly these four giant corporations don't care about your privacy. Do you understand that? They also want to abort your free speech. They don't want you to be able to see and hear certain things. And they don't want you to say anything. They want you silent. They want to shut you up. And they want to abort InfoWars. You are our sponsors, and if you want to support us, go to InfoWarsStore.com. We've got specials there to help you do that, to make this a win-win situation. We have a new vitamin B12 supplement. Of course, we've had that before, our vitamin B12 supplement, methylcobalamin. We've had that with Secret 12. Ultra 12 has twice as much, and it is now half price as part of an introductory offer. We also have a lot of other specials there that you'll be interested in. We have Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off. We have still 50% off all apparel. That's all hats, t-shirts, hoodies with new and classic designs. That's one way to exercise your speech. We also have $50 off the Alexa Pure Breeze. That's the in-house air filter, a great way to clean the air in your home. Very silent, very effective, very attractive. We have one in our home. Also, we have BrainForce Plus, my favorite supplement, 25% off. And if you get a bottle of BrainForce Plus at 25% off, you get a free bottle of Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid. Finally, as a special that is exclusive just to the listeners of this program, we have 10% off of Wake Up America Coffee. That's our 100% organic coffee. It's available in two different blends. We have the Patriot Blend and the Immune Support Blend. Just enter the code WAKEUP at checkout to save 10% off of Wake Up America Coffee. You can find all that at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, as we were going to break, I was just talking about the intentional inclusion, or I should say not having the exemptions for rape and incest. The bill had passed by 25-6 vote. They had rejected an amendment earlier in a 21-11 vote, an amendment that would have included exceptions for rape and incest. And the proponents of the bill had argued that they needed this strict nature to establish that a baby in the womb is a person. As the sponsor of the bill, Terry Collins, a woman, said, the biggest thing to attack this is what? You're not going to include rape and incest? Well, how do you say the baby inside is a person unless that person is conceived with rape or incest? I mean, are we going to kill children whose parents are mass murderers or other types of criminals because they're afraid they're going to turn into that as well? Are we going to visit the sins of the father on the child? Senator Clyde Chambliss said, life and liberty are not man-given. They are given by our Creator. That's right. You throw the gauntlet down. Good for them. Good for them. I was very disappointed to see televangelist Pat Robertson come out and say, well, this is just too extreme. It is an extreme law. And if they want to challenge Roe v. Wade, in my humble opinion, this is not the case that we want to bring before the Supreme Court because I think we'll lose this one. Well, you know, you need to stop fearing the Supreme Court, Pat Robertson. Why don't you fear God? Because the question is whether or not this is morally right or wrong. That's what you should be addressing as a televangelist of all people. This is why this country is in the shape that it is in, because of the weak moral leadership of so-called Christian leaders like Pat Robertson. Absolutely amazing to me. It's too extreme. Too extreme. Let me tell you something. Extremism in defense of liberty or life is no vice. Remember that from Goldwater? You know the guy who wrote that, Carl Hess? Goldwater called him his Shakespeare. Carl Hess, that ponytailed libertarian, one of the co-founders of the Libertarian Party, the guy responsible for setting the example and inspiring my wife and I to homeschool. His mother violated the laws against homeschooling, and she took him from jurisdiction to jurisdiction to keep him out of the manipulation of the school system. And that was like back in the 30s. She would have gone to jail. He would have been put in foster care, ripped away from her. But she thought it was that important. And she did it. And she produced Carl Hess, who wrote that line for Barry Goldwater. Extremism in defense of liberty. And let me tell you something. The founders of this country, like Thomas Jefferson, understood that you can't separate liberty and life. Thomas Jefferson said you can destroy either of them, but you can't disjoin them. They come as a package, or you don't have either one. Life and liberty, that was the foundation of this country. And we're going to get back to that. And let me tell you something else. The rest of that quote is, moderation in pursuit of justice is no virtue. Moderation in pursuit of the Constitution and constitutional government is no virtue. Don't try to moderate this because you think that the Supreme Court isn't going to like it. The Supreme Court needs to follow the Constitution. Well, we need to cut the Supreme Court off, and Washington as well, and that's really what needs to be done. I'm very glad to see these people standing up to this, and I'm very disappointed to see the moral leadership fail of people who identify themselves as evangelists. Mo Brooks, a congressman from Alabama, said the state of Alabama is exercising its 10th Amendment rights. That is, folks, the constitutional issue. The issue involved here is the 10th Amendment. I'm going to take a look at the actual Roe v. Wade law when we come back. But he said it's an exercise of the 10th Amendment. And he said, however, he goes on to say, with this new Supreme Court, if the purpose is to determine whether Roe v. Wade, which is my opinion, violates the 10th Amendment and states' rights. Well, I mean, now we're back to whether or not the Supreme Court is going to recognize the 10th Amendment. Let me tell you something. They're not going to overturn Marbury versus Madison. That is the thing that put them in the catbird seat. Again, Jefferson said, if you recognize this decision, he didn't really feel like he was bound by that decision. And certainly that was an attitude toward the Supreme Court that continued in the executive branch for a very long time. You had Andrew Jackson say, well, the Supreme Court's made its decision. Let's see them enforce it. He went ahead and did what he wanted to do. He wasn't bound by that. Today we have a system where President Trump cowers at the decision of every little federal judge, and there's about 3,600 of them. All it takes is one federal judge anywhere to tell President Trump that he can't do what the Constitution clearly and expressly gives him the power to do, and he bows down to the Supreme Court. That needs to be pushed back. That's not what America is about. That's not what the Constitution is about. With that decision of Marbury versus Madison, the Supreme Court eliminated the separation of powers within the federal government. You know, we have the judicial, the legislative, the executive branch. They eliminated that separation of powers, and they eliminated the separation of powers between the central federal government and the states and the people at the same time. With one fell swoop, they usurped all that power, and they're not going to give it back. I hope that Mo Brooks and these other people realize that they don't need to go begging hat in hand to the federal government to have the 10th Amendment. Jeff Sessions, also from Alabama, illustrated that for us. Jeff Sessions didn't give a flying flip about anything except stopping medical marijuana. That was his life's mission. Why didn't he do it? Well, we'd had 2/3 of the states say we're going to do that. And they could do that under the Constitution. They nullified that unconstitutional UN agenda that we call the war on drugs. And Jeff Sessions, as bad as he wanted to do something about that, didn't do anything about it. Because if he had taken it to court, it would have shown that the emperor has no clothes. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. Must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every Info Warrior loves. Powered by iodine and nano silver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in 3 different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Tax the rich, feed the poor.
to the David Knight Show.
Yeah, as we listen to the campaign slogan of AOC or Bernie Sanders or de Blasio and these people on the left, let's talk about the whining reactions from Hollywood. Yeah, we're going to get the reaction from the actors in Hollywood. They're emoting over this. It's what actors do, right? But we've also got some comments from the thespians in Washington, also known as politicians. They're actors as well. But let's take a look at what some of these people in Hollywood are saying. And then in the longer segment that we've got coming up after this one, we're going to get into the actual history of Roe v. Wade and the law of Roe v. Wade. Who are these people and what did the Supreme Court actually say? We got a lot of people who think they know what the Supreme Court said, and I'm going to show you some, I think, interesting things in this decision that haven't been talked about. So we had Dean Cain, who was in one of the stars of Gosnell the movie, a person who is not a left-wing celebrity. He went on Fox and Friends and he said, these left-wing celebrities are who are pretending to be the bastion of moral superiority is an absolute joke. Yes, it is an absolute joke. And let's go to one of the first absolute jokes that commented on these new developments here. Joy Behar on The View, video clip number 6.
Conservative justices.
Can we look at a picture of the panel of men who did this?
In Alabama?
There it is.
Yeah.
What are they, what do they have in common?
Well, I think there were, weren't there four men,
all white guys.
There were four women on there?
Not here.
They are, all white guys. Maybe we should make it a law that they should all be required to get a vasectomy. That group is particular.
Oh, yeah. That's a great insight, isn't it? Okay, first of all, it's not invalidated. This is the kind of racism and sexism that is now in vogue. Right? You can hate men and you can hate white people. They're the only ones you're allowed to hate, but please do hate them. As a matter of fact, they demand that you hate white people and men. That's her basis. It doesn't have anything to do with morality. It's just based on Joy Behar's bigotry and racism. That's what this is about. Isn't it amazing when she says, oh, well, maybe we should give them a vasectomy. Do you see the inherent contradiction of this stuff? This is what they're talking about is they want all sex to be consequence-free sex. These are the Me Too Hollywood crowd, and they want all sex to be consequence-free sex. These are the same people who in Hollywood last week were saying, well, we're going to go on a sex strike. Actresses who make a living by taking their clothes off for money. We know what you are. We're just haggling over the venue and the price. It's absolutely amazing to me that these people, these same people, as Dean Cain said, the idea these people present themselves as a bastion of moral superiority, it is an absolute joke. He's absolutely right. These are the people who normalized sex on demand. And then they come back and say, well, look at what we have done. We have baited all these people. We have produced a sexual revolution. But now we got the Me Too movement. And we produced a sexual revolution. But now we want consequence-free sex. So that means the men have to get vasectomies or castration. That's what we keep hearing from the people on the left all the time. Then we have Reese Witherspoon coming out and declaring that the heartbeat laws are unconstitutional. I was kind of surprised in Breitbart that they didn't laugh at her pronouncement. Unconstitutional, really? They didn't say anything about her movie, Legally Blonde. I mean, you talk about a stereotype. Well, she's embracing that right there. It's unconstitutional and abhorrent. Well, we're going to talk about that. It's not just her, of course. We have Chris Evans, Lady Gaga, a moral philosopher right there, Lady Gaga. Sarah Silverman, Lin-Manuel Miranda, all these Hollywood celebrities telling, weighing in and whining about the abortion law. They really don't matter. You really shouldn't care what they say. We're going to talk about the law that you should care about when we come
back. The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to talk about Roe v. Wade because as these laws are passed, as the Alabama governor signed a very restrictive abortion law, going to criminalize all abortions by doctors, the doctors will be penalized, not the women, AOC. You're lying about that. Misleading people about that intentionally. Amazing to see how she prevaricates about that. Even when called on it, even when people quote the law to her, she still is prevaricating and lying about that. They removed intentionally any exemptions for rape or incest. They said, we're going to go, this is designed to attack Roe v. Wade at the Supreme Court. This is about the issue of personhood. And are we going to say that somebody is not a person because they were conceived on the basis of rape or incest? That's a separate issue, just like these babies are separate from the mother. So they have targeted this for Roe v. Wade. Pat Robertson says, well, I don't really think that that's the case that we want. I think that's going to offend the Supreme Court. Well, don't worry about that, Pat. You don't answer to the Supreme Court, neither do I. We answer to God. And these are overriding principles involved here, and they're overriding constitutional principles. This is really about the 10th Amendment. That's what we're going to get into now in Roe v. Wade. The ACLU, of course, has vowed to sue. USA Today says, what if the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade? What happens then? Well, they said ending Roe v. Wade will not end abortion in America. And, of course, it won't end the fight over abortion. What will happen? Well, as USA Today writes, and they're absolutely right about this, a repeal of Roe v. Wade would shift the battle from the federal courts to the state legislatures, where lawmakers in every state would make their own rules about when, where, and under what circumstances women could obtain abortion. So, for example, in Alabama, none. In Vermont, you could do it for any reason or no reason at all, at any point, all the way up to birth, and probably a little bit beyond that. That's what they just passed in Vermont. And New York is the same way. And if the Democrats control other states like Virginia, that'll be what they're pushing for in those states as well. So it'll be on a state-by-state basis. And they said, well, all federal oversight goes away. That's right. That's the whole point. The federal government has assumed a power that it does not have. There is nothing in the Constitution about marriage, defining marriage. There's nothing in the Constitution that gives the power, the jurisdiction over that to the federal government, the jurisdiction to define marriage, to define life, to define what how abortion is going to be regulated. That all belongs in the states. And so they said, well, this would result in a patchwork of new law. See, they don't like this. It's a patchwork. Ooh, that sounds pejorative. Well, no, if they liked it, if the left wanted this, they wouldn't call it a patchwork. They would say it would result in a diversity of approaches to abortion. Oh, diversity. That's a good thing. Patchwork, that's bad. Diversity, good. Or they could say it would result in a multicultural approach. Multiculturalism. Oh, that's good. Oh, no. Patchwork. Say patchwork because that's bad. So you would have some satanic cultures in the Northeast with the Democrats rule, and they would have Christian cultures in other parts of the country, and people could decide where they wanted to live, or they could fight on about that issue in the particular states. So let's talk about Roe v. Wade. But before we do, let's take a look at the woman behind Roe v. Wade. Here is Jane Roe, video clip number one.
Most of you won't recognize me or my real name. It's Norma McCourty. I'm also known as Jane Roe, the plaintiff in the Supreme Court case, Roe versus Wade, which legalized abortion in America and changed our nation in an unprecedented way. Back in 1973, I was a very confused 21-year-old with one child and facing an unplanned pregnancy. At the time, I fought to obtain a legal abortion, but the truth be told, I have three daughters and have never had an abortion. However, upon knowing God, I realized that my case, which legalized abortion on demand, was the biggest mistake of my life. You see, abortion has eliminated 50 million innocent babies in the U.S. alone since 1973. Abortion scars an untold number of post-abortive mothers, fathers, and families too. You read about me in history books, but now I'm dedicated to spreading the truth about preserving the dignity of all human life from natural conception to natural death.
Okay, that was Norma McCorvey. And she passed away in 2017, February of 2017. But let's go back to the law. This law was argued in December of 1971, not decided until January of 1973. Took them 13 months to decide this. And here's some excerpts from the actual Supreme Court decision. A pregnant single woman, as they roll out the circumstances of the case, a pregnant single woman, Roe, they anonymized her, this is Norma McCorvey, brought a class action challenging the constitutionality of the Texas criminal abortion laws, which proscribe procuring or attempting an abortion except on medical advice for the purpose of saving the mother's life. Now, see, this is exactly why the people in Alabama didn't have any exemptions in there. They wanted to have a law that was exactly like the one that was decided in Roe v. Wade. They said a licensed physician who had two state abortion prosecutions pending against him was permitted to intervene. Now, that is a lie. And I'll tell you why that was. She didn't actually have an abortion. She never had that physician did not intervene. They lied. The very first sentence has a factual lie in it from the Supreme Court. Now, they go on to say, as they lay out some of the facts of the case, they said state criminal abortion laws, like those involved here, that accept from criminality only a life-saving procedure on the mother's behalf without regard to the state of the pregnancy and other interests involved, violate the due process clause of the 14th Amendment. See, this is the basis of this decision that has resulted in tens of millions of babies being killed in America over the last 46 years. And the basis of it was that the only exception was to save the life of the mother. And that's why they did that in Alabama. That's why. That's why, Pat Robertson. We're not going to compromise on life. The state, they said, has a legitimate interest in protecting both the pregnant woman's health and the potentiality of human life. And let me just say this about the due process clause of the 14th Amendment. It's amazing to me that the 14th Amendment is so misquoted and so misused in so many different cases by the Supreme Court. It's not just here in Roe v. Wade. I understand the 14th Amendment, again, was to clarify the fact that the newly freed, formerly black slaves in America after the Civil War were fully citizens and had full access to all due process. That was the point of the 14th Amendment. And they have read all kinds of things like the anchor baby stuff into this when it made it very clear that only children born to those people who were subject to the jurisdiction of the United States, only those children were born as American citizens. And don't tell me that people who come here illegally, jumping the border, are subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. But then they also use it in this case, in Roe v. Wade. The same institution that had given us things like the Dred Scott decision that would legalize slavery, used the 14th Amendment to target blacks for genocide. Because as you look at this, the language of this, it came directly out of Planned Parenthood. Directly out. And that was their intention, black genocide. She stated it. Margaret Sanger stated that. They go on to say, and I would agree with this, Our opinions, you have opinions that are natural and familiar. You sometimes have opinions that are novel or even shocking. They ought not to conclude our judgment on the question of whether statutes embodying them conflict with the Constitution of the United States. That's right. So in other words, forget about what your opinions are about a particular issue. We're deciding about the Constitution. Are they really? That's really the case. And when we come back, I'm going to show you what they based their decision on, because they really didn't base it on the 14th Amendment. It's absolutely amazing to see the sources of material that they drew on, not the U.S. Constitution. And that's what we need to come away from this. We need to use this to hammer in the 10th Amendment and to put a nail in the coffin of the Supreme Court usurpation.
Stacy in the great state of Texas, in FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that, that I trust. Because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. It's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy. These are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force, so I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. There's things called websites. You just go there.
Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half the Turbo Force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals. That's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine. Doesn't have to crash. Five different types of caffeine. That's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine. Doesn't have to crash. Five different types of caffeine. That's Turbo Force. Plant derived. 500 milligrams. Slow burn. The very best. I want a long burn. Plant derived. 500 milligrams. Slow burn. The very best. That's Turbo Force. I tell you what, I'm feeling a lot of energy. My brain's here. And get the fish oil. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the bone broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like great milkshake. If you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
come back, we're going to take a look at the decision by Justice Harry Blackmun, the Roe v. Wade decision. And again, just for Joy Behar, I just want to explain to you, Joy, you love Roe v. Wade. It was written by a white male. Those horrible people that you want to give vasectomies to, that you hate, that you're so racist and bigoted toward. It was a white male who wrote this, embracing the black genocide of Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood and Prescott Bush. A white male who was appointed by Richard Nixon, that guy who did so much to help our country. he enacted the UN war on drugs. He took us off the gold standard, which is in the Constitution, and instead put us on a petrodollar where we're put the Saudis in charge. But he really put China in charge of the economy, he and Henry Kissinger. And then they gave us other things along the side, like wage and price controls, even telling us how fast we could drive on the interstate, 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. That was Richard Nixon. The EPA he created the Department of Energy. and part of his legacy, of course, is Harry Blackmun and the Roe v. Wade decision. And again, as I said before, they say in this decision, as a prelude to it, they said the Constitution is made for people of fundamentally differing views, and the accident of our finding certain opinions natural and familiar, or novel and even shocking, ought not to conclude our judgment upon the question of whether or not statutes embodying them conflict with the Constitution of the United States. So what did they base it on? Well, the first thing that they go to are, where did we get these abortion laws? And they go back to ancient attitudes, to the Hippocratic Oath, to common law, to English statutory law, to the American law, to the position of the American Medical Association. Well, those are all very interesting. And those would all be very relevant if you were writing laws governing abortion in the states where the authority resides, but it doesn't really have anything to do with the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is there, as he said, to determine what the Constitution says. You know, we've got all these different views about abortion. Then he then goes in and talks about all these different views. And then he legislates from the bench. And that's what the Supreme Court has been doing since Marbury versus Madison. And that's one of the most important things to be attacked here. And I don't even think the Republicans understand that. Even good people like Mo Brooks, I don't really think, well, you know, this is really about the 10th Amendment. So we'll have to see what the Supreme Court says about it. It's like, no, the Supreme Court has ripped up and shredded and burned the 10th Amendment over and over and over again. We need somebody with a backbone at the state legislature to stand up to that, just like they did on medical marijuana. Regardless of what you think about medical marijuana, that is the most important outcome of this. The fact that you had states rightfully nullifying an unconstitutional overreach on marijuana, medical marijuana and recreational marijuana, the entire war on drugs that was put in by the UN, enacted by Richard Nixon, all of that is a federal overreach. They don't have any authority to get into that. They don't have any authority to define marriage. They don't have any authority to define abortion. And he was legislating from the bench. And he's talking about all these other legal precedents and ethical precedents. Again, English law. Who cares? That's not relevant to the Constitution. Neither is common law. Neither are state American laws relevant to what the Constitution has to say. Again, if he was writing the law as a state legislator, those would all be relevant things to consider, perhaps. But they were simply there to decide whether or not the state could write a law. You don't think the people in Texas or Alabama, these other places, took those things into consideration? He talks about ancient attitudes, the first thing. Then he talks about the Hippocratic Oath. And he quotes, he says, "I will give no deadly medicine to anyone if asked, nor suggest any such counsel. And in like manner, I will not give to a woman a pessary to produce abortion, nor will I give a deadly drug to anybody if asked, nor will I make a suggestion to this effect. Similarly, I will not give to a woman an abortive remedy." Kind of like another Greek medical philosopher, Galen. First, do no harm. Well, it'd be great, you know, if we went back to those attitudes, you know, but it really isn't relevant in the Supreme Court decision, but he goes on and on and on about all that. He goes on about common law, English statutory law, American history of law, and the position of the AMA. I don't really care about the position of the AMA either. It's not relevant to the Constitution. And then he goes on to say the Constitution does not explicitly mention any right of privacy. Yeah, he's right about that, but then they go ahead and invent one. And then they talk about some previous abuses of the 14th Amendment or whatever, whether or not you agree with these decisions. Talking about relating to marriage, and of course, there was a prohibition in Virginia about interracial marriage, Loving versus Virginia. They said, well, you know, we use the 14th Amendment to get into that relationship. And then child rearing and education, not to support parental rights in child rearing and education. It's kind of interesting. That particular case that they quoted, Prince versus Massachusetts, 1944. Very interesting case because very much like Marsh versus Alabama, 1946, that we've talked about so often here in terms of free speech, a Jehovah's Witness passing out literature in the public space. It was owned by a private corporation that said you can't pass that out in Marsh versus Alabama, 1946. And the Supreme Court said, well, even if the public square is privately owned, you can't stop free speech there. Now, in 1944, very similar case, you had a Jehovah's Witness passing out literature in the public square. But they didn't use the argument to try to stop them that it was privately owned. Instead, as they were passing this out, they had a little can there, like Salvation Army, for voluntary donations. And they said, you're selling this stuff. And furthermore, you have your child there with you, passing out literature, 12-year-old child, so we're going to get you on child labor laws. And they went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, yeah, based on the 14th Amendment, we can do that. Are you kidding me? This is the kind of mental gymnastics that the Supreme Court goes through. Anyway, they talk about the right of privacy. They said maternity or additional offspring. Listen to this. This is, they don't cite Planned Parenthood, but right here in Roe v. Wade, this is a Planned Parenthood religious tract, if you will. Okay, I just talked about the Jehovah's Witnesses handing out. Well, here's the religious tract that is handed out to every woman who comes into a Planned Parenthood clinic, and it's right here in Roe v. Wade. Maternity or additional offspring may force upon the woman a distressful life and future. Psychological harm may be imminent. Mental and physical health may be taxed by child care. There's also the distress for all concerned associated with the unwanted child, and there is the problem of bringing a child into a family already unable, psychologically or otherwise, to care for it. All of these factors, the woman and her responsible physician necessarily will consider in consultation. Again, that is nothing but Planned Parenthood dogma. That's the little religious tract that they hand all the women. They said a pregnant woman cannot be isolated in her privacy. She carries an embryo, later a fetus. There's always been strong support for the view that life does not begin until live birth. This was the belief of the Stoics. Again, what does that have to do with the Constitution? Totally irrelevant. This thing goes on page after page after page of nonsense. It never gets even to the issue. It isn't the responsibility of the Supreme Court to decide when life begins. That belongs in the states under the 10th Amendment. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border, talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, support the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have three or four InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground.
All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, BioTru Selenium, X-Tube, Rainforest Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with little silver iodine, silver bullet, colloidal silver, real red pill plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to get back to Roe v. Wade. We're going to talk about constitutional issues there and really the 10th Amendment when we come back after Gerald's interview. But joining us now is Gerald Celente. Very happy to have him. Again, you can find his website is trendsresearch.com. And there you can see and get samples of Trends Journal. Gerald Celente has always been on the forefront of casting what's going to happen economically. And we're going to get into economics as well. But Gerald is also concerned, as am I, about war and peace. And he put together a movement called Occupy Peace. And one of the things that has got a lot of us frustrated with President Trump, I don't know where Gerald is on the trade issue. I agree with what President Trump is doing with China. But when we come to what's happening in Iran, it's got a lot of us very frustrated. Even people who support endless forever wars everywhere, like Lindsey Graham, is saying, I don't think it's fair for us to walk around wondering. He said, we're clearly moving people, and this is a big deal. Others are saying, well, you know, President Trump has come back and said that New York Times story about deploying 120,000 troops to the Middle East is not true. They said, we need to have a discussion about this. And that's really where wars are supposed to begin. They're supposed to begin with a discussion by the elected representatives if we even pretended that we had a constitution anymore. So people are both for and against the war, want President Trump to decide. And we've had President Trump weigh in on this in the past. Back in November 2011, President Trump tweeted out a couple of times. He said, well, in order to get reelected, Barack Obama will start a war with Iran. He says he'll attack Iran in the not-too-distant future because it will help him to win the election. Is that what's going on now, Gerald? Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you. And on the trade issue, first of all, I'm 100% supportive of Trump on trade. It's ridiculous. The whole movement is, again, when Bernie Sanders wants to renegotiate NAFTA and the World Trade Organization deals, it's okay. But when Trump wants to do it, it's not. So no.
Oh, yeah, and every time they talk about this, is always, oh, well, you know, if we have these equalizing tariffs, then American farmers are going to be hurt by the tariffs of China. But then when they say that Trump is going to raise tariffs, it's never going to be hurt. There's never going to be any pain in China. It's always on the American side is the way it's portrayed in the press.
Yeah, so I'm totally supportive. To me, it's very simple. Just bring back the regulations and laws that used to exist before the World Trade Organization and NAFTA, when people used to have a living and earn money rather than just working in warehouses. They're working in manufacturing and making money. So anyway, on that issue, I'm 100% behind him. On Venezuela and Iran, I'm totally opposed. Mm-hmm. And with Iran, for example, you know, to me, the only good thing of, and again, you know, the motto of the Trends Journal is think for yourself. I don't tell people what to believe. As we see it, the nuclear agreement, the 2015 nuclear agreement that the United States pulled out of under Trump, that was the only good thing that that Obama did, in the sense that the United States has declared economic warfare against Iran. They're in a very deep recession, inflation rate running over, you know, just gigantic, and they're in about 6% negative GDP, and they're having a real difficult time. And now ramping up war against them, as Pompeo is doing, when he didn't fulfill the meeting he was supposed to have last week with Merkel and went to Iraq. And they're putting out all this information that the Iranians and their other allies are going to do something to attack Americans in Iraq. First of all, what are we doing in Iraq? Does anybody forget that that was a war based on lies?
Yeah, and President Trump called that out. It called out the fact that we shouldn't have been in Iraq in the first place. And, of course, we're not winning that war. And we've got a lot of retired military personnel. I've been reading op-ed pieces, even from a pragmatic standpoint. They said a war with Iran is going to be much worse than the situation with Iraq, because it's a much larger country. It's got a lot more difficult terrain. And, you know, the people there are very different. It's going to be a much more of a quagmire than we even have with Iraq. But of course, you know, we've got people there in Iraq forever, people in Afghanistan forever, and so forth.
Now, the other issue is, you know, we wrote about this. This was one of our top trends for 2018. It was called Market Shock Mass Murder. And we showed that the alliance between Israel, the United States, and Saudi Arabia, the triangle of death aimed at Iran, was going to ignite a global crisis if it continued. And now it is.
You're because exactly let's put right.
Let's put the other piece together. We just saw this incident in the Persian Gulf where four ships were sabotaged. And who did they blame? Iran. They said we don't have any evidence. It's not clear. But we have an official, well, we won't give the name of the official, who says that we believe it's Iran. Oh, yeah, like Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. And, of course, remember the Maine? How about if you forgot that one? Remember the Gulf of Tonkin incident that never happened?
So I think that's the real analogy right there, the Gulf of Tonkin. You know, let's send the military, you know, big naval task force over there. And if anything happens, intentional or accidental, or even if nothing happens, we can pretend that something did.
And so they're doing the same thing overtly with Iran. And they're putting these stories out. What's important, David, as people read the headlines, they don't read between the lines. So when they see, you know, sabotage, Persian Gulf, Iran, they're not reading in between the lines to say there's no fact there. And just like how many people hate the Russians because of the propaganda being put out without any fact. So the same thing is happening here. If this happens, let's bring it into a whole nother level. Kiss the global economy and the equity markets goodbye.
Yes.
Because you're going to see oil prices spike above $100 a barrel. The last five recessions were preceded by spiking oil prices. The more money that goes into the gas tank, the less goes into cash registers, retail, restaurants, across the board. So not only, and what you also said, analysts saying, this isn't fighting the Iraqis or the Libyans or the Syrians. These are the Persians. They've been around for about 5,000 years, and I don't think they're going anywhere. This will be the beginning of World War III. This is very serious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely serious. Yeah, it'll be a long term because, you know, we've seen this. People said this about Afghanistan as well. They said, look at this, you know, the Afghan nation defeated the British Empire. They played a big part in the fall of the Soviet Union because they tried to subdue Afghanistan. And here we are, you know, we've been there now for what, 18 years nearly? And, we are losing that war of, you know, because it's a war of attrition. You cannot subdue that area. The same thing will happen in, the Persian, with Iran, but it's what's going to happen throughout the entire region. You're pointing out economically by disrupting oil flow. That's the real issue. And you were spot on when you said that about it being pushed by Israel and by Saudi Arabia. At the very beginning of all this, before we started having pronouncements by Bolton and others, you know, Bolton announced a couple of days before the defense secretary that they were going to be sending, a carrier group there, that type of thing. It's just kind of interesting because he doesn't have the authority to do that, but he seems to be the one in charge. That's why even Lindsey Graham is saying, we need to know what's going on. We clearly have people being moved around. We need to know what's happening here. This reminds me of when we went back to the encounter back and forth between Jeff Sessions and Leon Panetta. And Jeff Sessions said, are you going to put people in Syria? And he said, well, we'll talk to UN and our allies and we'll decide and we might let you know. And that's the situation we got right now. We got this passive Congress who isn't even declaring that they have the right to decide whether or not we're going to get involved in another war.
And how about the passive Congress? How about all of these contenders of the presidential reality show? They got lockjaw on this one, too. They're not saying anything virtually coming up.
Yeah, they don't want to offend the military-industrial complex because that'd be the end of their presidential ticket ride, except for Tulsi Gabbard. You know, she's pretty good on the foreign war issue. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We're going to be talking to Gerald Celente about the economy. We'll be right back.
Defeat the globalists, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN. Shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
And the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products, they're absolutely the best out there. We aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Gerald Celente, and of course, Gerald Celente is an expert analyst on trends, both geopolitical and economic. We're going to get into the economics coming up here. You can find his publication, Trends Journal, at trendsresearch.com. You can find out how you can subscribe to it there at trendsresearch.com. You can also get a sample of Trends Journal as well. Before we go back to Gerald, just real quickly, the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com are what support this program. And let me just tell you real quickly a couple of the specials that we have there. We're trying to make it easy for you to sponsor us because you are our sponsors. You're our only sponsors. And so we've got some very good sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the BrainForce Plus, my favorite supplement, 25% off. You also get a free bottle of Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid. We have Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off. We have a two-week food supply, $67. And that food supply is storable food. It'll last for 25 years. Non-GMO, the best packaging you'll find anywhere. You can even reseal it after you open it up, but it'll last for 25 years. $67 for a two-week food supply right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off all apparel. And finally, we have, just for our audience here, we have 10% off of Wake Up America. That's our 100% organic coffee. You can get 10% off by using the code WAKEUP at checkout. You can get that 100% organic Wake Up America coffee in either a Patriot blend or an immune support blend. Again, just use the code WAKEUP at checkout to save 10% off of Wake Up America coffee at InfoWarsStore.com. And check out our other sales. We got so many, I didn't go through all of those. You know, Gerald, just one more thing that I wanted to get your comments on when we're talking about this. What I think is going to be a potentially disastrous war in Iran, especially for the worldwide economy, as you pointed out. But as we're talking about where a lot of this stuff was coming from, I mean, we've got Bolton, who is the one who had the plan that was leaked to the New York Times about moving 120,000 troops there. We got Pompeo, who is pushing this. We got Gina Haspel, CIA director, pushing this stuff. And, of course, Haspel is working with the other ex-CIA person, Barr, to come after shut down the Trump coup, which we disagree with. Certainly that needs to be shut down. I'd like to see real reform at these institutions like the CIA and so forth. But I think what they're going to do is they're going to throw some of these people who are leading it, under the bus, which they ought to be thrown under the bus and backed up and run over several times. But, you know, they're going to go after some individuals instead of doing institutional reform. But the question is, are these people gaslighting President Trump, or is he basically turn, do you think? What do you think?
And everybody asks that question. And because this isn't what he campaigned on.
That's
and this
right.
is why a lot of people voted for him, because he was going to stop all this, and he's accelerating it. And you mentioned about the 120,000 troops, and he said, if we're attacked, he said, you know, we're going to send a lot more than that. Again, what's America doing over there? We have no business being there. As I keep saying, you know, I talked about, you know, Venezuela, name the countries. Okay. Venezuela, Iran, Libya, Iraq. You think we'd be there if their major export was broccoli and not oil?
It's just a coincidence, Gerald. You know, we have these amazing, startling coincidences that just happen, right?
and Bolton even said that he wants to bring American companies into Venezuela, oil companies, and, quote, it would be good for the American people. We wrote it about it in the Trends Journal. Now, this is what's really important in many other ways that people are missing. Here we are talking about America's foreign policy and the cost of it. What does it cost? It would be, depending on whose numbers you're looking at, what, about $6 trillion for war on terror that we're losing?
Yeah.
Now, I just got back from the Philippines. I was there for 2 weeks. Philippines is being taken over by the Chinese. Some of the top hotels I stayed at, they were owned by the Chinese, and most of the tourists there and the people are Asians.
Mm-hmm.
Point being, the business of China is business.
That's right.
The business of America is war.
That's right.
And it's killing us and killing other people financially, morally, and ethically. China is not in any wars. Yeah, they're stealing these islands over there, and they're going to keep doing it. But they're also, their Belt and Road Initiative, when I was over there, they just had another one of their big conferences. They're taking over the world. Even Italy signed on. The Port of Trieste now is now being supported by the Chinese. They're buying up ports all over the world. While America, and we got these guys like Bolton and Pompeo over there talking war talk. I mean, can't anybody see it? Our country is going down financially.
That's right.
Well, we started talking, David, about, you know, the trade war. Before China came into the World Trade Organization, thanks to Slick Willie Clinton and all of the rest and the Republicans, 5% of their population was called middle class. Today, it's 35%. They have more middle class people in China than America has as an entire nation, plus 100 million more.
Yeah.
Can't anyone see what this is doing to us? These wars are destroying our future in so many different ways. And financially, the numbers are there to prove it.
You're spot on about this Belt and Road stuff, because it's not just in the Middle East. It's not just in Africa and other places where they're going after natural resources. But as you point out, in Italy, I talked about it the other day, in Darwin, Australia, the Belt and Road Initiative from China is funding a 5G smart city. And the response from the Americans were, well, we're concerned about the security issues with our military base there. We've got a military base there, but they're building infrastructure. And they're going to use that infrastructure as leverage in a way that we don't use our military even as leverage, or can't use it as leverage. But let's move on to the economy here. And, Wall Street apoplectic about the trade issue. You and I both agree that President Trump is doing exactly the right thing. I mean, he said, you know, hey, they can lower their tariffs to our level, or we can raise ours to theirs. And it's a very different thing to have tariffs than to have kind of internal tax structures. You know, that's when we had the income tax and the Federal Reserve. That's when they switched the way that America had been set up. You know, prior to that, Jefferson bragged about it in his second inaugural address. He said, we eliminated all internal taxation, so we collect all of our taxes at the border. And he said, no American knows the tax man. Today, every American knows the tax man, and we have no taxes at the border. That's what the bankers have done to us.
Oh, yeah. No, and on the economy, now, here's our forecast, by the way. The trade wars have nothing to do, as we see it, and we've They've been saying trade wars are moving the markets now since Trump got elected. So how can that be when the markets keep hitting all new highs? They just hit a new high in late April. It's not trade wars. Here's our forecast. They're going to lower interest rates, probably at least two times. You're going to see, you see the 30-year mortgage. Go back to December. The 30-year mortgage was around 5%. You saw home sales in Southern California plunge by 20%. Now home sales are recouped because now you're seeing mortgages in about the 4.4 range. We're going to, for 30 year, we're saying they're going to be below 4%. They're going to do everything they can to prop up this economy. The global economy is in a slowdown. We believe the markets now, the equity markets, are near their highs. They may go a little higher, but they're going to start flattening out because valuations are getting way out of line. However, if they keep pumping more monetary methadone in, meaning cheap money, that's going to boost things back up for short term. So we don't see a recession coming probably until after the presidential elections.
Well, that's good. And
absent the wild card, of course.
And you're talking about, and have said many times before with when you're on with me, the interest rates are key. President Trump needs to have a strong economy to get reelected. And let's hope that that is going to be the overriding decision about Iran. Because as you correctly pointed out, if he goes to war with Iran and sends a shock through the oil market, that's going to tank the economy, and it really isn't going to help him to get reelected. It's going to get him unelected because of the economic pain that we're going to see.
Yeah, not only is it going to, the economic pain, the human suffering will be something that, you know, just think about
it. Oh, I know. You and I care about that, but the politicians don't. That's not part of their calculus, right?
Well, again, you know, I was born the year after World War II ended. That's not ancient history. And you think about it. Civilization was destroyed in advanced nations.
Yeah. Think about how many people who could have built and created things were destroyed in that war and in World War I and with every war. Thank you so much for joining us again. Gerald Celente, you can find him at trendsresearch.com. That's where you can find information about Trends Journal. Always on top of the coming trends. Gerald Celente. Thank you, Gerald.
Show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
This morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals. That's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine. Doesn't have a crash. Five different types of caffeine. That's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine. Doesn't have a crash. Five different types of caffeine. That's Turbo Force. And get the fish oil.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Move me on to any black square. Use me anytime you want. Just remember that the goal is for us all to capture.
It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to get back into finish up the politicians' reactions to the Roe v. Wade abortion stuff, as well as take a couple more looks at what the Supreme Court said with that and what happened to Norma Corvey, McCorvey, who was supposedly Jane Roe. That would, they tried to keep her anonymous. We're going to come back to that in just a moment. But before we do, real quickly, this is not a story like I would typically do here. You know, it's kind of a, you know, sensational story, interesting personal interest story, but it doesn't really have anything to do with our freedom or technology or government or how those things interact with each other. That's typically what I talk about here. But these window washers who are dangling from a 50-story skyscraper really caught my attention because of what happened to my wife's grandfather long time ago, early 20th century, when he came here as an immigrant. And he came here from Prussia. And you know, he spoke German, Russian, Polish. I don't really know where he was from. Because when he got older and was senile, he would speak in all three different languages all at the same time, mixing them through the different sentences. But he was a window washer when he went to New York City. And the same type of thing happened to him. And, you know, there's no video of it, but it made its way into the papers. They had one side of their scaffolding break, and they were dangling there from the safety harnesses for quite some time before they were rescued. And this happened in Oklahoma City. They had firefighters have to rescue two window washers in a basket, as the Daily Caller points out, that was swinging 50 stories high in Oklahoma City. Look at that. I mean, this is like some kind of insane. They're just going all over the place because they weren't just hanging. As we've seen this happen before, there's been other cases of the World Trade Center going back 2014. You had one side of the scaffolding break and the people were dangling there. But this thing was just like swinging all over the place because it was suspended by a crane that was 20 to 30 feet above the roof. It got picked up by heavy winds and started swinging. So the crane is swinging and these guys are on the end of that. They were fortunately rescued. But as the chief of the firefighters who rescued them said, they were on a ride that nobody would want to experience. And I just looked at that and I thought, that is the most amazing thing. That really would be frightening, especially when that crane is not even anchored down. I mean, that's even worse than having one side of your scaffolding go and you're just kind of hanging there. Kind of reminds me of that ride that they have in Las Vegas. I haven't been back to Las Vegas in a very long time, but they've got a roller coaster ride that goes off the edge of a skyscraper there. It makes it look like you're going to be falling down. But of course, that's a ride. This thing is a ride and there is not really any safety harness on that. Absolutely amazing what is going on with that. And we're also going to get into some free speech issues as well, because we had President Trump put out a call for people who have been affected by social media censorship. Well, President Trump, we have. I don't know if I need to send him a message about what's happened to InfoWars and what's happened to this program. I don't know. It is really an existential issue, not only for this country, but also for President Trump and his reelection. And I hope he does something about it. And I hope he realizes, as we get into these Supreme Court cases coming up, that he's already got some tools there. I mean, he could go with the antitrust regulation and so forth. It's kind of funny when we look at the competition going back and forth between these giant Silicon Valley technocratic elite, the people that as the big new Brzezinski pointed out, they were going to put them in charge of unifying the world under one set of global rules. And of course, the guy who is making the global rules is Mark Zuckerberg. You know, these people have more power than the president does, quite frankly. He needs to reassert that power, just like he needs to reassert that power over the Supreme Court. You got the Twitter CEO, Jack Dorsey. He can suspend President Trump. But of course, President Trump says a court. One judge says, President Trump, you can't block anybody on Twitter. But of course, Jack Dorsey can block and ban anybody that he wants. So that's what's got to change. We'll be right back.
Please don't forget, we have a lot of amazing deals on the site. We still have store-wide free shipping.
We had to end all those big discounts on the supplements. We're about to sell out of all of them, but we still have a big discount going, even though it's about to sell out on DNA Force, our flagship amazing product. Check out DNA Force. Learn why it's so amazing. Do yourself a favor. DNA Force Plus, now even stronger, even better for your telomeres, for your cells, for your mitochondrial DNA, for your nerves, for your brain. If there's one thing you take, it should be DNA Force Plus with PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. And all apparel. We only do this once a year. Annual super sale. All apparel. Ball caps, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, 50% off. 50% off store-wide. And you help fund the info war, and you spread the word, and you stand up to the bullies. Store-wide apparel sale, 50% off, and so much more. And your funding makes it all possible. Whatever you do, get DNA Force today. It's discounted, but it's about to sell out. We'll be right back.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've been talking about the new abortion laws that have been enacted. And again, there was another one that was enacted after the Alabama law was signed by the Alabama governor. Basically, it had no exceptions for anything other than the life of the mother. It would penalize the abortion doctors. And as many people, including Pat Robertson, criticized them for doing that, they said, well, our point is that God is the one who creates life. It's not allowed by the Supreme Court. And they intentionally took out restrictions, they took out exceptions for rape and incest, because they said we wanted to parallel the statute that was there in Texas at the time. And we're not going to say that life is defined by anything other than by God. Life is not defined whether or not you were conceived based on rape, for example. They wanted to make that the focus. So they were very intentional about that. So I said, well, let's go back and take a look at Roe v. Wade. And we go back and look at the decision. It is absolutely amazing how they reference, they say, well, you know, natural opinions, and you may find some other people's opinions very shocking, but we're here to look at what the Constitution says. And then they don't do that. They go back to Greek medical philosophers. They go back to English common law. They go to American law tradition. They go to what the AMA has to say. And here we are, as they draw their conclusion, they say there's always been strong support for the view that life does not begin until live birth. This was the belief of the Stoics. So what? You're not there to make a decision like Solomon. You know, it doesn't matter what the Stoics thought. It's what the Constitution says. The laws are supposed to be written under the 10th Amendment. These laws should be written at the state level. They also say it appears to be predominant thought, although not the unanimous attitude, of the Jewish faith. Again, even if that's true, so what? So what? What the Jewish faith believes about when life begins, what ancient Greek philosophers believe, what foreign laws say, have no bearing on whether or not abortion laws in the United States are constitutional or not. And the 10th Amendment says you don't have the power. Now, they said physicians and their scientific colleagues have regarded that event with less interest and have tended to focus on either conception upon live birth or upon the interim point at which the fetus becomes quote unquote viable. Well, all those scientific opinions might have changed in the last 46 years after they look at 4D ultrasound. But here's how they summarize it. They say to summarize and to repeat. They say for the stage prior to approximately the end of the first trimester, the abortion decision and its effectuation must be left to the medical judgment of the pregnant woman's attending physician. Where's that in the Constitution? See, this is based on, again, on all the philosophy and the foreign law and the opinions of this religion or that religion. That isn't anything about the Constitution. All of that would be relevant discussion at the state legislatures, but not for the Supreme Court. That is not for them to decide. They go on to say, for the stage subsequent to approximately the end of the first trimester, the state, in promoting its interest And the health of the mother may, if it chooses, regulate the abortion procedure in ways that are reasonably related to maternal health. Again, all this arbitrary law writing that is not, people say, well, Roe v. Wade is the law of the land. Well, the Supreme Court doesn't write laws. Congress is supposed to write laws. And they're only supposed to write laws about things that they were directly given responsibility for. The Ninth and Tenth Amendment said, even if we don't expressly prohibit you from writing laws controlling our ownership of guns or taking away our free speech and so forth, even if we don't expressly prohibit you from doing that, you don't have that unless we expressly give it to you. It's still retained by the people and by the state governments. But they don't care about the Constitution. The state, they said, may define the term physician, as has been employed in preceding paragraphs of Part 11 of this opinion, to mean only a physician currently licensed by the state and may proscribe any abortion of a person who is not a physician as so defined. Again, arbitrary. Arbitrary law writing by the Supreme Court. Our conclusion that Article 1196, that's a Texas law, is unconstitutional means, of course, that the Texas abortion statutes as a unit must fall. Who cares? Who cares what these people say? Absolutely blatant abuse and usurpation of power, totally irrelevant to their task that they stated at the beginning. They say, we're going to take a look at what the Constitution says. And they don't do that at all. They don't do it at all. As a matter of fact, they try to invent the right of privacy out of this much beleaguered, benighted 14th Amendment. It seems to be the catch-all for every kinds of intervention that these people have. So what is the testimony of Jane Roe? I played for you earlier the video where she said, my name is Norman McCorvey. You probably don't know me. You've heard of Jane Roe, but you don't know who I am. Well, she gave testimony in June of 2005. She died in February 2017. Yeah, there she is right there in that video we played earlier. When she went before Congress, she said, I am the woman once known as Jane Roe of Roe v. Wade, but I dislike the name Jane Roe, and I dislike all that it stands for. I am a real person named Norma McCorvey, and I want you to know the horrible and evil things that Roe v. Wade did to me and to others. I never got the opportunity to speak for myself. In my own case, I am not a trained spokesperson nor a judge, but I'm a real person, a living human being who was supposed to be helped by my lawyers and the courts and Roe v. Wade, but instead, I believe that I was used and abused by the court system in America. In 1970, says Norman McCorvey, I was pregnant for the third time. I was not married, and I truly did not know what to do with this pregnancy. I'd already put up one child for adoption, and it was difficult to place a child for adoption because of the natural bond that occurs between a mother and her child. Listen to this. And after all, a woman becomes a mother as soon as she is pregnant, not when her child is born. That's Jane Roe of Roe v. Wade. Norma McCorvey is her real name. She said, instead of giving me financial help or vocational help, instead of helping me to get off of drugs and alcohol, instead of working for open adoption or giving me other help, my lawyers wanted to eliminate the right of society to protect women and children from abortionists. My lawyers were looking for a young white woman to be a guinea pig for a great new social experiment, somewhat like Adolf Hitler did. I wanted an abortion at the time, but my lawyers didn't tell me that I would be killing a human being. My lawyers didn't tell me that I would later come to deeply regret that I was partially responsible for killing 40 to 50 million human beings. Do you have any idea how much emotional grief I've experienced? It's like a living hell, knowing that you have had a part to play, though in some sense I was just a pawn of the legal system. She said, I was actually silent about my role in abortion for many years. I didn't speak out about it all. And then in the 1980s, in order to justify my own conduct and with many conflicting emotions, I did come forward publicly to support Roe v. Wade. See, I think she has a lot in common with a lot of the people in the pro-abortion movement. To jump in and to support it in order to justify her own conduct and the guilt and the sorrow that she felt about it. She said, keep in mind, I had not had an abortion, and I didn't know much about it at the time. So that's one of the big lies about all of this. And that was a lie that was in the very first sentence of the Supreme Court decision by Justice Blackmun. She didn't have an abortion. She never had an abortion. She put the child up for adoption. She said, so, you know, to justify her role in all of this stuff, she, around 1992, she began to work in an abortion clinic, she said. Like most Americans, including many of you senators, I had no actual experience with abortion until that point. And when I began to work in the abortion clinics, I became even more emotionally confused and conflicted between what my conscience knew to be evil and what the judges in my mind and my need for money were telling me. I saw women crying in the recovery rooms. If abortion was so right, why were they crying? She said even Senator Hillary Clinton, who was reported by the New York Times to say, abortion is a sad, even tragic choice for many, many women. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now, we're bringing you an all-new version to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Take advantage of the superior form of B12 and head to InfoWarsStore.com today. Get Ultra 12, now at 50% off.
You like Secret 12? This is Secret 12, but twice as strong, so I called it Ultra 12. And we decided I liked her Secret 12 Plus, but they said, look, when you do Plus, people don't get that it means better and more. Just call it Ultra 12. Well, you know what? I don't like how the label's printed. And it just so happens it had already been labeled with the other. We decided to change the name. So when you peel off the label, underneath it, it's Secret 12 Plus. Twice as strong, 50% off right now. Better than Secret 12 ever was. InfoWarsStore.com, now back in stock at for 4 months, sold out.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because there's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout-out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like a great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border, talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, support the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground.
All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, BioTrue Selenium, X-Tube, Brainforce Plus, Super Male Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with little silver iodine, silver bullet, colloidal silver, real red pill plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've been talking about the fight with Roe v. Wade that is now getting renewed. It's been in place for 46 years. And this is a very important issue. You know, we have seen abortion here in the United States. We've seen black genocide in the United States. In India and China, we have seen female genocide. In India, they have 37 million more men than women. They have 35 million more men than women in China. And again, you would have had at least that number of female babies that were aborted because of sex preference. Now, I know that, you know, in places like Vermont, where they're going to allow abortion without any restrictions at any point in time for any reason, that it'll probably go the other way. They'll probably have the males that they will be selecting to abort, because that's the way things are going in the United States. But when we look at this and we look at what has happened as a result of one-child policy in China, or in the case of India, sex selection of abortion, because they got that capability to determine the sex of the baby at about the same time that you had Roe v. Wade and all these other issues come to the forefront. When we look at the results of that, as they pointed out, in India and China, you have increased sexual, you've got all these 37 million men who don't have wives, and so you have, as a result of that, increased sexual harassment, increased rape, increased human trafficking, where they capture women from other areas, bring them into the area, put them into slavery as prostitutes. Why? I mean, these are consequences right now. And all this talk about women's health, the Democrats have fought to remove every protection of women's health in abortion clinics if they think that it might in any way restrict the practice of abortion. They don't care about women's health. That's a secondary issue. You want to do things like making it safer in the clinic, making it capable to help women in case something goes wrong, or even having a doctor be required to perform abortions. They shut that down all the time. So as they go to remove all of that, I was talking about Norman McCorvey, who was Jane Roe in Roe v. Wade, giving her testimony saying, I never had an abortion. Did you know that? Did you know that Norma McCorvey, Jane Roe, in the decision never had an abortion? She did feel like she needed to justify it, and she didn't really know what abortions were like, and so she went to work in an abortion clinic. She needed the money, too. And she said when she was at the abortion clinic, two things happened. First of all, they had people who opened up right next to them, right next to the abortion clinic, a pro-life organization. She said, I acted hatefully towards those people, but for the most part, they acted lovingly to me. And she saw the pain and the sorrow of the women who had an abortion. She said, actually, what I found was it was a tragic choice for every child that's killed and every woman and man who participates in killing their own child. Whether they or not, they know it at that time. And very much like Abby Johnson, whose story is told in the movie Unplanned, it was her work at the abortion clinic, seeing the results. She didn't see, at that time, she didn't see an ultrasound. That was the thing that changed Abby Johnson, as she saw a baby fighting for its life on ultrasound as they're ripping it apart. But she was changed by the Christians that she came in contact with. That, as she said, at first she was very hateful toward them, but they were very loving toward her. She said, the answer to the abortion problem is forgiveness, repentance, and love. And she found that. She said, God is willing and able to forgive you. He sent his own son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross. She said, he died for my sins and for our sins in failing to act to end abortion and to help women, even with crisis pregnancy centers. You know, Pete Buttigieg, Mayor Pete, wants to be president. As mayor of the small town in Indiana, He fought even the inclusion of a crisis pregnancy center, which was there to help women to know in a crisis like that, that they have other options other than killing the child, to help them with adoption, to help them with other help. As Norma McCorvey said, she said, what I really needed was I needed help about my drug addiction and my alcoholism. Well, that's what crisis pregnancy centers do. And Buttigieg went against the zoning laws and the everything there to shut down that clinic to make sure that it wasn't built there, that crisis pregnancy center. You know, I look at this too. I'm reminded that in the Bible, many times God says that it is a sign that things are turning in a country as you see the hearts of the fathers turn to their children. That was always talked about because, you know, men are typically involved with their work or other things. They're not as engaged with the children as the women would be. It's a natural maternal instinct to love children. But we've worked very hard in this society to erase and to eradicate that natural maternal instinct. And so in this country, we're in a situation where we not only have to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, we have to return the hearts of the mothers to the children. How reprobate have we become? That's how low we have sunk in this country. She finishes up by saying, the Supreme Court's hurt me and millions of women and children. I urge you to do everything in your power to reverse Roe v. Wade. Well, we're working on that. We're working on that. She said, Sarah Weddington, the lawyer who brought this case, she gave an interview to, it was to the New York Times. I was reading from her congressional testimony, but she gave an interview to the New York Times. She said, Sarah Weddington needed somebody who would sign a paper and fade into the background, who would never come out again and keep silent. She said, I was drug addicted. I was living a shattered life. Neither abortion nor abortion advocacy solves brokenness. She said, Sarah saw those cuts on my wrists, my swollen eyes from crying, the miserable person sitting across from her, and she knew she had a patsy. She said, I was used by these people. She said, here's something fake news won't tell you. Norma never had an abortion. She placed three of her birth children up for adoption, including the daughter with whom she was pregnant that served as the catalyst for Roe. Norma falsely claimed that she had been gang raped in an attempt to overcome Texas abortion prohibition. And it was the lie that catapulted the abortion rights movement to a receptive and deceptive Supreme Court. So who was the Wade guy? You know, many people in the left-wing press will say, well, yeah, Wade, he's become a metonym for patriarchy. Because, you know, it's a guy, you know, the image they portray here. Here's a woman, a victim of gang rape. That was not true. And she was being forced to have this baby by Henry Wade, Dallas County District Attorney. Actually, this guy is not a sympathetic character, frankly. The funny thing is he holds a record for conviction rates, 92%. He actually had 100% conviction rate in his early part of his career when he was by himself. He got the death sentences. He asked for it 30 times, got 29 of those. And he wrote a prosecutor's manual that assured that blacks in Dallas County, where he practiced, were almost always excluded from criminal juries. That's how he got a lot of his convictions. Death sentences.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up, all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
It would take me more than an hour just to lay out all the admitted benefits and known positive effects of just one of the ingredients in our Ultimate Bone Broth formula. Everybody knows about bone broth itself and all of the amazing things that it's associated with. And then it's been the big craze for at least a decade. Well, thousands of years ago, it's what everybody told people they should drink in a soup if they were sick. But then you add not just the fact that this is the strongest, most concentrated, highest quality bone broth out there, literally. Then you have the chaga mushroom, then you have the turmeric, then you have the bee pollen, then you have the other key ingredients that are all known to just make people incredibly strong and healthy. Our Ultimate Bone Broth formula is amazing. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com because I want you to try it and see how great it is. And, of course, getting the bone broth isn't just great for you and your family. It's also amazing when it comes to funding our operation that is taking on the globalists and fighting for all of our freedoms.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now, we're bringing you an all-new version to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Take advantage of the superior form of B12 and head to InfoWarsStore.com today. Get Ultra 12, now at 50% off.
You like Secret 12? This is Secret 12, but twice as strong, so I called it Ultra 12. And we decided I liked Secret 12 Plus, but they said, look, when you do Plus, people don't get that it means better and more. Just call it Ultra 12. Well, you know what? I don't like how the label's printed. And it just so happens it had already been labeled with the other. We decided to change the name. So when you peel off the label, underneath it, it's Secret 12 Plus. Twice as strong, 50% off right now. Better than Secret 12 ever was. InfoWarsStore.com, now back in stock after 4 months, sold out.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I've talked about this Roe v. Wade controversy and the abortion controversy for quite some time today because there's so many inherent contradictions in it. Again, I point out it's been a black genocide in the U.S. It's been a female genocide in India and China. You have 35 to 40 million men in those countries, more than you have women, so they can't get married. You got an increase in sexual harassment and rape and human trafficking. Women kidnapped and put into work as prostitutes because of this. I mean, it's ongoing. Two women, not even looking at the 30 to 40 million young girls killed in just those countries. But here in the United States, over the period of Roe v. Wade, we've had 40 or 50 million babies killed. And even when you look at Roe v. Wade, I mean, we've got, you know, Roe, supposedly a gang-raped young woman, who becomes a champion of a woman's right to choose, who says, yeah, I was a patsy for these people. They didn't care anything about me. They used me. I eventually realized, both for me and for other women, how they were being hurt by this process. She became a Christian. She became a critic of Roe v. Wade all of her life, talking about how they lied about it. She never had an abortion. Never had an abortion. Put the baby up for adoption. So that part of it was a lie. On the other side, you know, you've got Wade, presumably some white male who is out there you know, trying to force women to have babies. And it turns out the guy was a bigoted, anti-black hanging prosecutor, keeping blacks off of juries, getting a lot of bigoted conventions, sending people to the to be executed. You know, hanging judge or hanging prosecutor. Yeah, he was a villain, but not for the person, the reasons that they portray there. It's amazing the contradictions that are there, but it's also a big constitutional issue. And again, when we look at these different issues, we're talking about marijuana prohibition, or we're talking about the Supreme Court decision on marriage, or we're talking about abortion. I would say that on all these very controversial situations, regardless of what you think about the issue itself, if you really care about the Constitution and the Tenth Amendment, you should understand the government doesn't have any authority in those areas. The federal government doesn't have any authority in those areas, especially the Supreme Court, especially the Supreme Court. And we have to get our Constitution back. Besides stopping the mass murder. I mean, that's something that even if you just want to look at this from a purely secular civics matter, the Supreme Court and the federal government are inserting themselves into the most minute details of our lives where they have no authority. And we have to stop this. But then you have Tulsi Gabbard, who, even though I agree with her very strong stance on stopping the war and the American empire and so forth, I cannot support somebody who, even though she would stop the wars, would stand behind the murder of 40 to 50 million children here in the United States. Absolutely. And the harm that it does to women. She said when she went on with Joe Rogan, she said, I think it was Joe Rogan. Oh, no, it was TMZ. She said, I think it's important that people like Alyssa Milano and others in Hollywood are speaking through their example, their actions, their business decisions, and protesting the law that was passed in Georgia. This was actually even before the one that was signed yesterday in Alabama. Now, let's think about the hypocrisy of Hollywood, as I mentioned earlier in the program. These same people who have pushed sex for money, that's a big part of Hollywood, isn't it? I mean, it's gratuitously included in most of the movies. Certainly was, has been for a long time. But they've pushed sex. They pushed the sexual revolution. They're now demanding that sex has no consequences. You just heard that from Joy Behar. Look at this. They're all a bunch of white men out there. Well, maybe they should all have vasectomies. Well, as the people behind Unplanned pointed out, they said, well, we kind of agree with Alyssa Milano. She wants to go on a sex strike. Well, I think you should. You should understand that there's a possibility that it might result in a pregnancy, and you should be responsible enough not to take that kind of risk if you're not interested in getting pregnant. These are people who are soft core prostitutes, these people like Alyssa Milano. They make their money taking their clothes off, and they have the audacity to be offended by Me Too? Come on, let's call this what it is. Massive hypocrisy. And then there's Kamala Harris. Let's play video clip number 11.
And I will also say that on this day where we saw what happened in Alabama, let us all agree that women's health care is under attack and we will not stand for it. We will not stand for it.
Oh, you stood for it. You applauded it. You demanded it here in Texas. You didn't care about women's health here in Texas. You wanted abortions. And you didn't care how dangerous it was for the women.
And I'm going to tell you guys, on this issue, not only is this, you know, I'm a former prosecutor. Mm-hmm. The idea that...
You locked people up for smoking pot and then bragged about it afterwards.
Supposed leaders have passed a law that would criminalize a physician for assisting a woman on something that she, in consult with her physician, with her God, with her faith leader,
yeah, which
has
God
made a decision to do, that it's her body, that you would criminalize and say for up to 99 years, which is a life sentence. And this is the same state and the same kind of people who also stand in the way of what women need in terms of a ban on pre-existing conditions to have access to issues like prenatal care. Like, they need to check their hypocrisy.
Oh, yeah. Let's check Kamala's hypocrisy. She's the Attorney General of California. In California, where she said, well, these are people who want to intrude themselves into the relationship between the physician and the patient. That's exactly what they're doing in California with mandatory vaccines. They're not only intruding themselves in the doctor-patient relationship, they're intruding themselves into the parent-child relationship. That's what they're doing in California. And Kamala Harris, who didn't care about the fact that Planned Parenthood was openly talking about acquiring body parts on demand, on order, in those undercover stings that were run by the Center for Medical Progress that we all saw. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm not going to do anything about that. I'm going to come after the people who exposed the criminal action. You know, just like Gina Haspel. You know, we're not going to do anything to Gina Haspel, who's torturing people. We'll promote her. We will lock up the whistleblower, John Kiriakou, who exposed the crimes. And on and on and on. That's what she did in California. The people who exposed the crimes being committed, conspiring to, and they actually didn't commit the crime, but they were conspiring to do it. They were willing to do it. And that's the way they run these kinds of stings all the time, to see if somebody's going to be willing to do a terrorist event, and then they lock them up, even though no terrorist event happened. Well, you know, they were going to acquire baby parts on order. You just tell me what you need, and I'll make sure we counsel the women to have abortions so we can get at the right time, so we can get the body parts at the right stage of maturity and so forth. And so she comes after the people who expose that. The hypocrisy of Kamala Harris, who brags about how she smoked pot in college while she was listening to certain bands, and then people said, yeah, those bands came after you were in college, so you were lying about that. But she had the hypocrisy. Nobody called her on the hypocrisy of locking up people, most of them black, for smoking pot when she was a prosecutor. I mean, this and talking about the health of women when the Democrat Party has stood in the way of any measures that would protect the health of women in the abortion clinics. Come on. What hypocrisy? Elizabeth Warren says the abortion law is dangerous and exceptionally cruel. And again, Pete Buttigieg, women should have access to safe and legal. Well, they should also have access, don't you think, to some counseling that could actually help them. But no, he went out of his way to shut that down. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We'll talk about internet freedom on the other side of the break.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
The Glow.
globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every InfoWarrior loves. Powered by iodine and nano silver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm ready for
welcome back. You know, we've been talking about abortion quite some time. We're going to get into free speech here, but you know, there's a connection here. Just as I was talking about Mayor Pete Buttigieg and how hard he worked to make sure that a crisis pregnancy center did not open up in his town, his small town. They don't want you to hear the other side. They don't want women who have a crisis to understand that there's another option. You know, just as you heard Norman McCorvey say, I was used, I was a patsy, they lied to me, I needed help. She said, I was single, I already had a child, I was addicted to drugs and to alcohol. They didn't give me help for any of that stuff. And, you know, eventually she was won over by the love and forgiveness of Christians as she was working in an abortion clinic. And that's the lesson. She said she found love and forgiveness in Jesus Christ. That is really the issue. You know, we all have things that we struggle with in our past, and that's really the understanding that Christ gives us a new beginning, and that's what she found. And she didn't have to bear the guilt of how she had been used. I mean, she still felt bad about that, even though she had been manipulated and tricked into that. And they want to suppress the information that people have, whether it is about their choices with abortion, or whether it's about their choices with vaccines. You know, a lot of people, after their children are damaged with vaccines, they feel a great deal of guilt. They don't need to feel guilt about that. They were lied to. They were deceived by the big pharmaceutical companies, just like many of these women were lied to and deceived by big abortion. That's the reality of this, folks. And we have to understand that there's a lot of things here at, this is a very complex issue, has a lot of different facets to it. Tried to get into those. But again, that's another facet of it. The ability to understand what is really going on here. She said, it was a difficult thing for her because she knew that she became a mother the moment she got pregnant. And it was difficult to give that up. She didn't have an abortion. She put her child up for adoption. We know how difficult that is in my family. We adopted, it was an open adoption, and we adopted my son. And it was a very difficult thing for the mother. And our heart really went out to her. But she did the right thing. But even if you've been deceived, you know, there's still forgiveness and understanding with Christ and a new beginning. And we need to make sure that people are presented with all the options, especially when it comes to health care. The Democrats don't want to do that. The Democrats are not pro-choice about anything. They're not pro-choice about speech. They're not pro-choice about medical care. They're not pro-choice about education. They're not pro-choice about anything. And they don't support the Constitution in any way, shape, or form. They don't support your rights either. And we talk about the privacy issue with the internet, and as George Gilder is saying, he thinks that's going to be the Achilles heel of Google. Privacy is not something that you can add on as a bag on the side. That's what we used to always talk about in engineering, when somebody make a mistake and come up with a design that was fundamentally flawed from the beginning, and then they tried to fix it by putting a bag on the side, you know, a reference to a colostomy or something, right? Well, we'll fix it by hanging this thing on the side, and then we'll hang on something to that. And that's basically what they've done with privacy. Now, you're going to have Google is going to go away, says George Gilder. And I hope he's right. It's going to go away when somebody creates a system that is based on privacy. And I think it's kind of underscored by the fact that you've got even Democrats and Republican politicians who won't talk about free speech as a fundamental right, but they'll talk about how Facebook has violated our privacy. And, you know, if we have a market option that focuses on privacy, where that is the substrate and the overriding principle, not that it's going to be free, but that it's going to be private, that's going to be the death knell to Google. And folks, you understand, again, Google and Apple and Facebook, these companies that are in the, now, for the first time, they're in the top five biggest corporations on the world. They have targeted InfoWars. They have targeted your free speech as well. They've targeted the free press for extinction. They've targeted free speech for extinction. And I'm very happy to see that there's been some positive moves, two positive moves yesterday by the White House. I'm sure you've seen the one where the White House tweeted out, the Trump administration is fighting for free speech online. No matter your views, if you suspect political bias has caused you to be censored or silenced online, we want to hear about it. Well, I'll laugh about it because we're patient zero here at InfoWars. It's taken a while to get this kind of reaction, but finally President Trump is doing something about it. It is an existential issue to America. It is an existential issue to his political career as well. And the other positive thing that happened yesterday, the Hill says, President Trump is taking flak for not joining an anti-extremism pact. The White House on Wednesday declined to join a global call to fight online terror, says the Hill, citing concerns over freedom of speech. Yes, it should be the core issue, freedom of speech. Again, extremism in defense of freedom of speech is no vice. Let's just paraphrase it that way, right? We know how they're going to use this. You know, oh, well, you know, you're extreme because you disagree with me. You're fake because you disagree with me. You're hateful because you disagree with me. This is all baked in, by the way, folks. When we started putting the emphasis not on actual crimes in criminal law. Oh, we're not going to really come after somebody because they beat somebody or because they killed somebody, but because of hate crimes. Hate crimes, they become as important, in many cases, more important than the actual crime itself. And so once we got into that bizarre thing where we thought that we could, it's difficult enough to determine if somebody actually committed a physical crime like murder. And motivation can be a part of determining who actually did it, right? But now you're going to get into determining their motivation. And that itself is going to be a crime. Once you went down that path, it was inevitable that you're going to lose your fundamental human rights because people are going to be able to imply that your motivations were hate-based. And we've now gone down that path. Mark Warner, Democrat from Virginia, Senator, said, it's disappointing that once again the White House wants to put the U.S. at odds with our allies in establishing global internet norms. No, I don't want global internet norms. I don't want to be ruled by a global set of rules imposed by people like Mark Zuckerberg. And I think a good example of how this is out of control is Elizabeth Warren talking about when Fox News offered to do a town hall with her. She said, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go Fox News. Oh, she tweeted it out, virtue signaling on Instagram. She posted a gift calling Fox a, quote, hate-for-profit racket. See, Fox, because they disagree with her, they're a hate organization. And she featured video clips from Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Judge Pirro, and Laura Ingraham. And to the bottom, the irony of all this is that Fox News never stood up when the independent press, InfoWars, and others were attacked, except for Tucker Carlson. The rest of these people took a powder on that, were silent. And what do they find now? They find now that this hate game is being used on them. And I'm not applauding that. I'm just pointing out what Pastor Martin Niemöller always said. Well, first they came for that group, and I didn't help them. Then they came for the other group, and I didn't help them. You know, first they came for Alex Jones in August of last year. Then 2 months later, they came for another 800 sites, not all of them Trump supporters, not all of them conservatives. And Fox News did nothing. And now they're coming after Fox News. And you got the school marm in chief, Elizabeth Warren, pushing all of that. Hey, you know what, Elizabeth? You don't want to go on a town hall because you can't handle the free speech. I'm going to play that clip from Jack Nicholson. You can't handle the truth. You can't handle a debate. That's why you resort to all this hate memes and so forth. Folks, if you want to support us here at InfoWars, take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a lot of specials there to help you to sponsor us. Help us, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You are our only hope. You can be our sponsors out there. Again, we've got four of the five biggest corporations that the earth has ever seen targeting us for extinction. And the only thing that stands between us and that are you. You, our listeners, our sponsors. Yeah, they've got the Death Star lined up. And they're about to pull the trigger on everybody. We got Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off. We've got All Apparel, 50% off. We got Brain Force Plus, 25% off, and a free knockout. That's our all-natural sleep aid. And for our listeners, just use the code WAKEUP at checkout to get 10% off of Wake Up America. That's our 100% organic coffee. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Libertarian or on YouTube, youtube.com/Libertarian. That's it for the broadcast. Thanks for listening.
In the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border, talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground.
All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, BioTrue Selenium, X-Tube, Rainforce Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with little silver iodine, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, Real Red Pill Plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know, funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.